Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, January the 6th, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello. Look, I don't want to start out too light yet today, y'all, because naturally I'm going to talk about some incidents that everybody knows about. You know, when we did our New Year's Day show that we dropped last Wednesday, we had recorded it the day early on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And I started out by saying, you know, Happy New Year's. I'm sure y'all are hungover or whatever, but I'm also sure some asshole did something last night and we'd be reporting on it, right? And unfortunately, two assholes did it. You know, of course, we're going to be talking about New Orleans and then Vegas. I don't like to call it a tragedy. I mean, it is a tragedy, right? But it's an act of terrorism that New Orleans definitely was. And it's just so sad. All these people that were there to celebrate life and enjoy themselves and killed by this punk ass terrorist. And that's what he is or was, is a terrorist. And also when it first happened, actually, believe it or not, we didn't even get drunk New Year's Eve. We went to bed early and woke up for midnight and went right back to bed. And then the next morning, I woke up and some friends in Wisconsin had said Happy New Year's and sorry about what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that's when I got on and looked it up.
Right.
Now, you know, New Orleans holds a very special place in our heart. We have, just a couple months ago, I said we were walking on that same corner.
Yes, we were.
And the people talk about the barricades and all that. But let me tell you something. When there's that many people, I've been there for so many New Year's Eves and so many, even the joke was, you know, well, actually, I've been there for national championships where I went inside for the games and stuff like that. And Mardi Gras.
Every big event, you're always there.
Right. Well, I used to be always there. But that right there on that corner where he turned and, you know, started off a canal and started on Bourbon Street. Literally, we were just there a couple months ago. We walked that same exact spot. But the deal being on anytime there's something major like New Year's Eve or Sugar Bowl, Super Bowl, whatever, you're going to have a million people down there, literally. And it doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, people are still out partying hard. They don't shut the bars down. And I'm going to tell you straight up, on the day, because I've been there and I've been out there way past 3 o'clock in the morning and walked that street, and the barricade being up, even if it had been down, he would have just ran that truck through the people. People were still going to be there. Even if the barricades are up, he could have ran in there, and he had killing on his mind and he was going to do it regardless.
Well, yeah. I mean, he had the bombs and everything.
Yes. Else. And that's the other thing that I like to wait until after the incident, these acts or these major incidents have occurred, because there's a lot of false news that starts. And they were saying, even the FBI and all of them were saying that he didn't act alone. And, you know, they had video of another woman and two men setting bombs in the French Quarter. Well, all that turned out to be false. And he did act alone. And he had murder on his mind and murder in his heart. And he murdered so many innocent people in a horrible way, which, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we reported on the incident in Germany where the guy drove through the Christmas market. He was a doctor, drove through the Christmas market and killed all the people, right? That just goes to prove to you that whether it's in an airplane or with a rifle or whatever, if they have knife, killing in their hearts, that's what they have.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, geez Louise, if I had a dollar for every time I walked that corner and down that street where he killed all these people, I'd be a billionaire. Maybe not a billionaire, but I'd be a millionaire.
You would definitely be a millionaire, but you'll never look at that corner the same.
Nope. Never will, and people are already filing lawsuits against the city of New Orleans or whatever. Well, you know, I get that. I mean, do what you got to do to make yourself feel better. But the barricades, yes, most of the time they are up and stuff, and I understand they're being replaced. But I'm telling you, it wouldn't matter. He was going to kill people no matter what. I'm very thankful for New Orleans Police Department and their response in killing this asshole, because he had the remote control detonator for the bombs he had placed, and he could have killed so many more people.
Yeah.
And I know one of the officers was wounded, and my buddy Matt Potan, being with NOPD for all those years, and he actually was in Texas, and he's safe, but he returned home. I'm sure he's assisting, but you know, it's just unreal.
It really is. I mean, my first response was so close to home. I mean, I hate myself.
Literally. Home. I mean, we're 2 hours and we could be standing on that corner from where we're at right now. I don't know. I don't know. But just like in the past, I'm never going to say the bad guy's name, because I don't want to give any kind of glory to him. But I do want to talk about the victims as we know this far. And I'm just wanting to read their names, because remember on the last show, Sin, we were talking about mass killings, and you said, you know, these victims should be remembered. Yeah. And I think they should. Not all the names have been released yet. New Orleans coroner, Dr. Dwight McKenna, said they will release all the names after all the autopsies were complete, and they've talked to all the next of kin. But that's respect, and I understand that. What we do know, Martin, nicknamed Tiger Beck, SBCH, y'all. He was 27 years old, and he was a former Princeton football player. He was killed, and his brother said, you know, did a social media post, said, "Love you always, brother. You inspired me every day. Now you get to be with me in every moment." I don't know. You know, it's just, it's horrible. The Martin's coach from Princeton says, "He was a tiger in every way, a ferocious competitor and endless energy, a beloved teammate and a caring friend." And he said, "Our last conversation was about how proud I was of the growth he showed during his time at Princeton and the success he was having after graduation. And my love goes out to the entire Beck family." Y'all, he graduated from St. Thomas More Catholic High School in Lafayette, big school, right? Mm-hmm. And they, of course, are mourning him also. He graduated in 2015 and played all the sports. Going on, moving to the next victim, Drew Dolphine, 26. He graduated from Auburn University in 2023 with a bachelor's degree in industrial and system engineering. And he tragically was killed in this act of cowardice by this punk bitch, right?
Murdered.
Yeah, murdered, right. Not killed, he was murdered. He worked as a supplier process engineer for Honda Motor Company in Birmingham. And naturally, Auburn University has come out and offered their condolences and everything to the family members. Another senseless murder. Let's go to Nikki Bra Dato, 18. I'm sorry if I got the name wrong. The first name is Nikyra. Dato was, it's D-E-D-A-U-X, was, she was aspiring to be a nurse, and naturally she was murdered also. Her friend Zion Parsons told the Associated Press that she was struck by the truck, or that he was lucky to be alive. He said a truck hit the corner and comes barreling through, throwing people like in a movie scene, throwing people into the air. It hit her and flung her like at least 30 feet, and I was just lucky to be alive. So Parsons said that Dato, the victim, had a job at a hospital and was set to start college. And he said she had her mindset. She didn't have everything figured out, but she had a plan laid down.
Jeez.
Another
three great humans.
Senseless murder. And she could have done so much great mm-hmm. things in her life being a nurse helping people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it. Nicole Perez, 28 years old, and she was a single mom, y'all, to a 4-year-old son, and tragically murdered by this coward. It's crazy. She was recently promoted to manager at Kimmy's Deli in Metairie, Louisiana. For y'all that are not from here, that's the city that touches up to the city of New Orleans, and was really excited about it. That's what the deli owner, Kimberly Usher, said in an interview with AP. Usher confirmed Perez's death to her sister, who also works for her, said she was a really good mom. I don't know, y'all. All these victims, or most of them that I can see, have GoFundMe accounts set up, to help burial expenses. And
single mom and
a 4-year-old.
I mean, of all of these people have families and friends, yep. And I don't know.
And the murder is just so much more than
one person
being murdered. That's right. Well, and tell you about Reggie Hunter, who is 37. Y'all, he had just gotten off work and he went down to Bourbon Street to have a good time and to ring in 2025. This is according to his cousin, Sherelle Jackson, who said they decided to go out there because he came in from work and said, "Hey, the Sugar Bowl is tomorrow. It's New Year's Eve. Let's go to the city." And, she said just something so simple. "Hey, cuz, want to ride with me to the city?" And of course, he died from his injuries from being murdered.
Murdered.
Yeah. And, just going down there to have a good time. And I don't know what the world's coming to. I really, really don't. Hubert Gautreau, who was 21, and he graduated from Archbishop Shaw High School, and he was, again, one of the murder victims. I'm looking at his picture, and he's a good-looking young man, and maybe a lot of people that we knew him, because I saw they were posting this picture on Facebook and stuff. Destroyed and murdered in the prime of his life, and I guarantee you, it destroyed his family and friends and all that knew and loved him. Yeah, I don't know.
Someone related to Mama Karen was also killed, a nephew of someone very close to her. I don't know if it was her nephew. I just remember her making a post about it in the group. Sophie said that someone close to, from what I understood, someone close to her had a 18-year-old that was murdered, and the daddy shared the last text, and it was this young man sending a text to his daddy at midnight and said, "Happy New Year, Daddy. I love you."
Yeah. It's, just absolutely mind-blowing. I don't get it, but.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
Moving to the next murder victim, Kareem Badawi. This person graduated from the University of Alabama. And in a Facebook post, which was written in Arabic, Bilal Badawi noted that the news of his son's death.
Yeah.
And so this goes to show you, this guy had the ISIS flag, mm-hmm. and we know it was an act of terrorism. And, you know, I guess he thinks he's getting his 99 virgins in a palace full of gold. He's a martyr or whatever. But when you do that, I mean, I'm sure this person is, guessing he's of the Islamic faith also, but I mean, you're killing everybody.
Right.
I don't know what makes you think, I don't care who you believe in, what higher power you believe in, but what makes you think and actually believe that you killing, he would have killed 30,000 people. He could have, you killing even one person. What higher power, God, is going to welcome you with open arms, singing you praise.
Any God. Yeah. Right.
I don't get it. But about Kareem, said it's with great sadness and grief and with heart satisfied with Allah's decision and destiny, I announced the death of my son, Kareem Bilal Badawi, who died early today in the morning as a result of a tragic accident in New Orleans.
Murder.
A terrorist attack. Yeah. The Morning Advocate, which is a Baton Rouge paper, said that a letter to the Episcopal School of the Baton Rouge community from the head of the school, Kerry Stakely, and head chaplain Patrick Edwards indicated that Kareem Badawi and Parker Vajreen were injured in an attack, but were both alumni. And, I mean, all these people just down there did what they do, you know?
Yeah.
So, Matthew Tenney Dorio, who was 25, they said he was just starting life and had the job of his dreams, and according to his mom, Kathy, and she told us in the NBC News Now, said Tenney Dorio was an audiovisual technician for the Superdome, and he worked, I read this on another spot, he worked, like, did things for both the Pelicans and the Saints, right? Right. And again, senselessly murdered. I don't know. Billy DeMaio, 25. They said Billy DeMaio was a good, humble kid who loved life. And it's according to his dad, Bill. He called Billy a special child and noted he had a gift that everyone saw right away. He was a pure, gentle-hearted soul. He will truly be missed. And his mom Tracy said. She said he put his family first and his friends, and it meant the whole world to him. So the 25-year-old was a true asset to the Audacy team. That's according to Audacy CEO David Field. And they said that DiMaio worked as an account manager and was promoted recently to account executive.
Again.
Prime of his life.
Right.
Right.
So we're not talking.
Well, yeah, it's not gangbangers are killing each other. This
right.
is this is everybody from all walks of life.
Right.
All innocent, all murdered.
People obviously like had their everything together and were prospering and.
Yeah. And living their lives. Yeah. Right. But Terrence Kennedy was 63 years old and his family, his sister and family confirmed he was one of the ones murdered. Jacqueline Kennedy shared the news that her brother Terry had died. She said, I'm sorry to have to tell you all that he didn't make it. Yeah, my brother Terry is gone. So Brandon Taylor, 43, you know, they said he was enjoying a night out with his fiance, Heather Janusa, who's 38, standing near a boom lift parked on Bourbon Street when the pickup truck crashed into him. And that's what his fiance told NOLA.com, which is used to be part of the Times Picayune or whatever, but it's a newspaper in New Orleans. She said, no one should ever have to die like that. He didn't deserve it. So Taylor was a cook from Terrytown, which is another part of New Orleans, y'all. I think on the West Bank.
Daddy lived there.
His mother, 75-year-old Mary Guerrero, called her son a Christian man and said he loved music. It's been very difficult. And I'm pretty devastated, and I'm just trying to get through this. Well, our prayers go out to you, ma'am, and everyone else.
Absolutely.
Raymond, what do you say about this?
Of course, speechless.
So Elliot Wilkinson, who was 40, was from Slidell, which is right across Lake Pontchartrain, y'all, from New Orleans, and he was also killed. They said Wilkinson was living on the street at the time of his death, according to NOLA.com. But his older brother, Cecil, said Elliot was loved and will truly be missed. I know life was hard for you at times, but I wasn't expecting to get the phone call this morning that you was one of them that got hit in New Orleans in the French Quarter. That's what his brother, Cecil, wrote.
Right.
It said Elliot struggled with mental illness and had recently been released from prison before he died. And he said that his brother could have stayed with family, but he didn't want to be a burden. So God bless him and rest his soul and prayers for his family. And he said just, it's everyone.
Yeah. You know,
doesn't matter if you're the CEO or whatever.
Nope.
So Edward Pettifer, who's 31, and was a British national, killed by this coward, right? And the London police actually reported on this. They said the entire family are devastated at the tragic news of Ed's death in New Orleans. He was a wonderful son, brother, grandson, nephew, and friend to so many of the Petter family, said in a statement. We will all miss him terribly. Our thoughts with other families who have lost their family members due to this terrible attack. We request that we can grieve the loss of Ed as a family in private. Thank you. And now, Pettifer's stepmother was a nanny to Prince William and Prince Harry. The Prince and the Princess of Wales also shared a statement on Instagram expressing the shock at his tragic death.
Yeah.
So our thoughts and prayers remain with the Pettifer family and all those innocent people who have been tragically impacted by this horrific attack. And that's according to Prince William. So that's all of them I have right now, y'all. But it's just mind blowing. I don't know what you do. I mean, you know, we have so many. We just did the episode on
literally
all the mass killings, and
literally,
then, you know, this, they're gone. And then, of course, the New Orleans prayer for everybody in the whole world affected by this. And I don't know what we do to stop the hate. Like I told you on the last show, if we had something to do or that we could do, we'd be winning the Nobel Peace Prize. But just goes on and on and on, you know?
It does. So. And this is why I stand outside every time y'all leave me. Yep. And I'm at the house and I wait for y'all to drive down that driveway and just stand and wave and blow kisses. No matter if you're going to a Dollar General or.
Right. And she does do that. And because you never know when it's going to be the last time that you're going to see someone. So the rest of the victims, and look, you know, they're not only the murder victims, most of these people were with their besties.
I know. Think
their families, their friends,
the survivors, and witnesses.
And a lot of them were hurt also. Yeah. You know, 35 plus people in the hospital.
Yeah.
And originally it was 10 that morning when I got up, and then supposedly went to 15, now back down to 14. You know, there's a lot of confusion on it. But think about the investigators who had to go out there and work that gruesome scene.
Yeah.
And the first responders who got all of the injured out, and the mass chaos it must have been. And thank God that those bombs didn't go off and that tragedy was further averted. But New Orleans strong, and just, I don't know.
Well, it's very sad to hear the names read, and thank you for doing that. And I know that's not all of them. I'm just going to reflect on just why I call people on 9/11 too. Yeah, I know that drives people crazy because they don't know where it's coming from and it's uneasy. But every year on 9/11, I call those near and dear to me and tell them that I love them, because so many didn't get that opportunity.
Yeah, never will.
Never, ever will.
And there's so many stories of, you know, these victims, but there's so many more stories out there. Like you're saying, the son texted his dad, and, you know, I don't know. Each one of them is unique and certainly going to be remembered forever.
It could have very easily been our kids.
Yeah, I know. It could have. I mean, absolutely. Back in, I guess it was probably August was the last time you and I went. I mean, it could have been us. It could have been anybody. You know, this just, I don't know what you do, but you know what? They did the right thing. I mean, they postponed the Sugar Bowl, but then, you know, we're like, you know what? We're not going to let terrorist actions hold us down. And they postponed it for a day, but they got up, you know, strong, and people returned to the quarter. I do not think that's disrespectful. I think that if everyone that was murdered would want people to go on living and not be cowered down by this
right
stupid ass punk.
Yeah.
Terrorist acts. That's what the killing is one thing, but they want you
to live in
fear.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do that. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be back in New Orleans in a month or two. Actually, we're going at the end of February for a meeting. And, you know, I'll always be aware of it. But, I mean, you can't stop it. So,
well, realistically, you're always aware of it anyway.
Right. Well, let's talk about it just a little bit more. And we're going to talk about Las Vegas, y'all. So, the FBI said investigators believe the New Orleans punk bitch acted alone. And there's no definitive link between what happened in New Orleans and what happened in Vegas. Now, y'all, if you don't know what happened in Vegas, just stick with me. So as authorities in both Nevada and Louisiana continue their investigation into the attacks, the FBI has questions about the attackers, right? If there's any kind of link between the events. Well, on Wednesday, January 1st, as people around the world rang in the new year, a terrorist attack in New Orleans killed 15 people. This is according to People, y'all. A few hours later, a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, killing one person and injuring seven others. And I'm not going to say his name. The killer in New Orleans has been identified, and he did die, thankfully, in the police shootout so he could kill more people. And the other guy, it was the one in New Orleans, was 42 years old and had a military background. And the one in Vegas was 37, and he's been identified as the Cybertruck driver in the Vegas attack. And they said his body was burned beyond recognition inside the vehicle. That's according to Las Vegas PD.
Mm. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Anyway, they said, investigators said the New Orleans killer acted alone, and that the other, I'm not saying their names, y'all, said they are not aware of any subjects, other subjects involved, which in,
right,
meaning, in the beginning they did. Right. They made those statements. So, I mean, it was worldwide news. But also, I'm looking at the picture of the Tesla in Vegas. They are saying they, even though there are some similarities between the attacks, because trucks were used in both of them, the same rideshare company, mm-hmm. I'm not going to throw shade on them people, because they said naturally that their CEO came out and made a statement like, hey, we had criminal histories and driving records and whatever. These are American citizens. Mm-hmm. We had no idea. And nobody.
Just gonna have that idea.
Right. But both of these murdering pieces of shit had served in the U.S. Army and were stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Y'all, that's, you know, home of the airborne and everything else. But there's no record that showed that these two had any service time together.
You don't find that odd that
I always say there's such thing as coincidence, but there's an age difference here, and they never showed that they served in the same unit or were on the base at the same time. So maybe they have a group afterwards. I'm not going to speculate on it.
I know, but you know ways of communicating that's encrypted and no one ever sees or knows about it. And I don't know if in your prior years.
Right. Well, they're going to be looking into it, that's for sure. But I'm going to take it a step further and tell you that they both served in Afghanistan in 2009.
See?
Yeah, I know. But police don't have any information of whether they were in the same province, which Afghanistan instead of the United States province.
It's just a lot of similarities.
Mac Mayhill, the sheriff from Vegas, said any overlap between the suspects and the military remains under investigation. Now, the men also rented their respective vehicles used in attacks from, I'm going to go ahead and say their name because they didn't mean any harm, from the peer-to-peer service Turo, which I'd never even heard of. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to a rental car company, it's like Airbnb. You can rent somebody's vehicle, right?
Right.
But he said if these turn out to be simply similarities, they're very strange similarities to have, and so we're not prepared to rule out or rule in anything at this point, McHale said in response to a reporter asking a question about the how investigators are ruling out any connection between the two attackers. Yeah. So he said there's a lot more left for us to do in this investigation, and that, y'all, that's in any
investigation.
That's right. So McMahill said the driver of the Cybertruck had a self-inflicted gunshot wound when he was found burned up inside the vehicle. They have not established the motive behind his attack, meaning they didn't find an ISIS flag. But he says it's not lost on us that it's in front of the Trump building, that it's a Tesla vehicle, but we don't have information at this point that definitely suggests that it was because of any particular ideology. And that's according to FBI Special Agent Spencer Evans. And he also said that investigators are investigating leads both domestic and internationally. Mm-hmm. Now, you better believe one thing they're doing is flipping rocks.
Yeah.
Right. And they go get to the bottom of it. So in doing so, that's the only right and proper thing to do. But also in doing so, hopefully you can uncover, if they had some kind of connection, you uncover some kind of cell, or even just glean enough information like the barricades and yawns, that something that might help cut down on the carnage. And again, the idiot, the murderer from Yawns, was carrying the ISIS flag on his truck. And he was from Texas, and he had pledged allegiance to ISIS on social media shortly before the attack, adding that he had joined the terrorist group prior to the summer of 2024.
And when did he served in Afghanistan? In 2009?
Yeah.
I wonder what.
It's a long time. But they said he tried to join the Navy way back when, and he flunked out within like a month. And then later on, he served in the Army. Then he served in like reserve capacities, I think in Armed Reserves and the National Guard or whatever. And he was from somewhere outside of Houston, and they naturally, they're going to go hit these people's residences and search them and all that. And I saw some photographs inside his trailer. He also had an Airbnb in New Orleans, which they found more explosive
devices.
Making materials, if you will. I'm glad these people are in these pieces of shit aren't experts.
But these are homegrown terrorists.
I know what I'm saying is I'm glad those bombs didn't go off.
No, I am glad too, but these people served in our military, and that's very scary.
Yep. You never know who's going to do what, you know?
No.
So they said that the piece of shit from New Orleans was a citizen, an Army vet, and from Texas, and he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by the Islamic State just hours before he drove the truck into a crowd. And on Wednesday, January 1st, the President Biden condemned it as heinous and despicable acts in naturally so, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In the late 80s, early 90s, I know I've told you this many, many times, but the border crossings did a major flip where they were finding more what was referred to as OTMs, other than Mexicans, than actual Mexican, you know, crossing the borders.
Or Hispanics.
Of Mexican descent.
That's a really common thing now, and that's a big deal. I keep up on that because not only your dad, rest in peace, Papa, but there's a real problem is people that they're stopping, they're on the terrorist watch list.
Yes.
You know? So, yes. But it just goes to prove where there's a will, there's a way. We're going to keep loving everybody and we'll try to love our way out of it, right? But y'all be aware and don't be afraid. Don't let them steal your freedom. Don't let them strike fear in your heart to the point where you're incapacitated and you can't live your lives.
Yeah, I hope all the people that were there get some type of counseling.
I'm sure they will. And I mean, I think that it's been amazing, the support from around the world. I'm sorry that one person got killed in Vegas, if it's anybody other than the idiot that did it. But you want to see American spirit from all walks of life, people stand up and come together. You just watch what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning with this murdering piece of shit and watch how the world responded.
You know,
all walks of life. Evil is evil. They're going to kill. They're going to do what they do. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I guess it's not going to stop. I don't know. I mean, said last episode I wanted to figure out a way to make it stop. And
yeah, well, I think everybody does. Yeah. And I don't know. Y'all, it's kind of a depressing episode because I hate to hear it. I mean, especially, again, I can tell you every bar that's on those corners. You know, it's right around the corner from the Deja Vu bar, which is my second favorite hamburger in New Orleans. How many times have I taken you there? A hole in the wall that only the locals know about on Conti. Everything is right there. I can see it in my mind's eye. And I don't know. But we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Hashtag justice for Haley. Please continue to listen and like and share. Patreon convicts, thank you for your support. And I hope you're enjoying your commercial free early releases. Y'all download the Real Life for Crime Community app for free from the App Store. We have all the episodes there. If you don't like Patreon, you can become a convict in the app. And some people just don't like Patreon, right? Or some people don't want to be in the app.
That's right.
Convict, they want to be Patreon. And I get that. But we appreciate it. And we're constantly, Cindy is putting up new things for y'all pretty much every day to be released that, you know, you get as for being a subscriber. And if you can't be a subscriber, we love you just as much. And y'all, let's make 2025 the best year ever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Best year ever
best
starts
year
now.
Ever lifers, starts now.
And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And we'll conclude this episode of True Crime Time for January the 6th, otherwise known as what?
Epiphany.
The Epiphany Day. I didn't even know that was such a thing. Here's an epiphany for you, Cindy. I can guarantee you at our house right now, all the decorations are still up.
Well, I have a reason for that.
Yeah, I know. I got blasted by a whole bunch of people who evidently are smarter in the areas of epiphany than I am.
So. And what it really showed me is how many years that we didn't see you because it was hunting season and you had no idea that I kept the decorations up.
That's true.
Through Epiphany.
Let's be fair. It wasn't just hunting season. I was on the road.
Well.
I wasn't hunting.
Okay.
I get it. And I appreciate all the work and the house was beautiful and all that. And I'm glad it's over with. Right? Aren't you?
Yes.
And so today is the day that everything has to be down by, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Today Excellent. Is the day.
Good day. And I love y'all. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.